Hello, 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 and welcome to Spiritual Table Talk. It's me, Care Bear, Ali Al. We're here on today's topic is cracking the code, male, understanding male and female dynamics in relationships. We're going to go ahead and explore some of the intricacies of gender dynamics and how they shape relationships. So let's get started, as we always do, with our commentary from the gallery.
Oh, the gallery now.
Yeah, okay. I didn't call you a peanut gallery.
Well, but that's okay. Sometimes I am a peanut. No, I was interested in this topic because I think I probably know dick all about this. So I'm interested in whatever it is you have to say.
Commentary?
Yeah, no, because I like kind of how when you break it down, like what do you, the dynamic of a, like a man in a relationship, the dynamic of a woman, like those roles. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I think off a podcast. So
I think one of the main things for people to understand, like when it comes to like male and female relationships, is that most of the time no one's speaking the same language. And so there ends up being a lot of confusion because things are often misinterpreted on either side as far as like what people are trying to communicate. I also, from doing a lot of work, a lot of the work that I've done spiritually for people has generally been a lot about relationships. So one of the things that I've noticed, and I don't want to say everybody's like this, but this is what I will say that I have noticed time and time again. A lot of women fall in love with the potential that a guy has. A lot of men fall in love with the woman as she is. So he's not expecting any change from the potential of what he's met. Whereas she's often looking for his greater potential. Now, the problem with potential is potential falls right there in the realm of possibility, which means it could happen, it could not happen. And a lot of times I've seen a lot of relationships ruin because a lot of women focus on, well, the potential she sees in him rather than what he is. I also think that a lot of relationships get ruined because a lot of times the male in the relationship, in the commencement of any relationship, and I tell people this all the time, of course, everyone puts the best foot forward. Of course, everyone shows their best. So he falls in love with that which is the best, which is what he initially saw in her. But later on, he comes to find out that a big great deal of that was catfishing. All right, commentary on any of that?
No.
Not right now.
No. Okay. So I saw this really funny skit by, I don't know, some comedian. And he was like, basically, out of men and women, who basically like are the bigger liars?
Okay.
Right? And the way that the skit went was that like basically men lie all the time about stupid things. Like, hey, did you drink some coffee today? No, I didn't drink any. Just like over stupidity. Yeah. Whereas oftentimes lies from women tend to be more powerful and significant. Like, yes, this is your child, even though it's not.
We count lies by omission here?
Lies by omission aren't lies. Okay. So the example he gave was like, then the woman's like, yeah, this is your child, even though she knows it totally isn't. So when we're examining like who's the bigger liar, he was saying like, basically, men typically tend to tell a lot more smaller lies, and women tend to tell larger lies and lie a lot less often about things. Any commentary?
No, we're still not in the portion where it overlaps my experience of relationships. So.
Okay, so give us a bit of your experience.
I honestly...
You can take the mic.
I honestly think I think more like a guy in many ways than I do a woman. And I think that because it's just been the feedback that I've gotten over the years in relationships. Like, I don't know. So the reason I'm interested in this is because it's kind of alien territory for me.
Yeah. So I agree with that analysis about you. I agree with that analysis because the problem is that every attribute we classify as either being masculine or feminine. So when a person, I was actually just having a consultation with someone the other day about this. When a person, like when a woman displays attributes of being more independent, that's considered a masculine trait. So then she gets kind of like boxed in as being more masculine. But independence isn't necessarily a masculine trait or a feminine trait. It's simply a trait. When a man is often considered to be more nurturing, that's considered a feminine trait. So then he's kind of boxed in that he's more feminine. But really, nurturing is neither a masculine trait or a feminine trait. So there's a lot of this where people really quickly determine what type of energy you're portraying based on what traits they see the strongest in you. And then based on where they classify those traits as either being masculine or being feminine, they think of you as more masculine or more feminine. And this was kind of like part of another podcast topic that we have about like digital relationships. It was one of the possible potentials. Because of this kind of like idea of what's masculine and what's feminine, it actually creates a lot of barriers and blockages for people to have like healthy, harmonious relationships. Because like if you consider independence a masculine trait and you're the man, then you might not encourage that independence from the female, or you may feel slighted from that independence. And vice versa in any other trait. Like, so I think that it's really damaging for people to put traits exactly in a box of like, that's a masculine trait, that's a feminine trait. I like to think of it more like basically it's a human trait. A man could display that trait or a woman could display that trait. Another thing that I think is that men and women really need to have like their own friends. So we're talking about like the dynamic between men and women. A lot of times people take whoever their partner is and try to turn that person into their best friend or try to treat that person like their friend. I think that blurs the lines between friendship and romance and can kill the romance when the friendship gets really strong or kill the friendship. Because men and women kind of, they have that whole saying like men are from Mars, women are from Venus, whatever. Because they actually speak like different languages, I think that it's really important to for men to have male friends, females to have female friends in order to have spaces in which they can be a little bit more open about however it is they're feeling and potentially better understood. Potentially. Because again, with all the judgments that people come into play, that can make it really hard to be understood these days. Commentaries?
So, I mean, you're a little pessimistic on communication there, and that's probably well borne out in your experience. But what makes people able to communicate then? Like, what encourages that understanding, or what allows them to be understood by each other?
I think that what allows communication is when the other party is super open with trying to remove as much judgment as possible to enter into the other person's shoes, to try to look from that person's perspective to truly understand what's being said versus using their mind to interpret what's being said to them. And just because I also spoke about this in a consultation earlier today, a lot of times when men and women ask questions from each other, they're looking for very different responses. So, like in today's earlier consultation, he had a fight with his wife because basically, they're trying to get pregnant. She finally got pregnant. She was like, "I'm pregnant." And he was like, "Oh, congratulations." And so then she got into a fight with him for saying congratulations. Because then she read that congratulations as if, like, "Oh, congratulations on what you're doing over there. That doesn't have nothing to do with me." Instead of him being personally excited for like having a new baby. So I see this, I've seen this and witnessed this where a lot of people ask questions with a specific reaction or response that they have in mind that they would like to see. When they don't have that reaction or response, it creates problems between people. And it happens vice versa as well. But it does seem to be something that I've seen more common when I've heard from, this is just based on people that I've helped and that experience, where there's generally a very defined response slash reaction that women are looking for when they speak to a man, whereas a man may have a more of a blurry, not open, blurry conception of what that should be, what that the reaction should be when they ask questions. And I don't want to say open because a lot of people tend to think that like men are more open than women, but actually I haven't seen it to be the case. I actually seen men are more like tight asses and tight wads than women, and they're really like, I give women credit, like a pain in the ass the fuck to deal with, right? So that's why, like, there's this lady, she lived like super old, and they were like, "What was your secret to youth?" And she was like, "I stayed away from men." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that makes sense." You're not touching that one. That means there's something to say. There's something to say.
I mean, I based on my own experience, which is, N of one and probably not applicable, I would say that it's hard to be motivated to be in a relationship because my experience with them, it's been very much, if you want peace of mind, you'd be better off sleeping by yourself. It may be just because I date a lot of men, or have dated a lot of men who are kind of on the feminine side of it.
Side. Okay. So I think another thing to mention here, because I get this, I hear this all the time, like every week, is like basically because of this whole masculine feminine as to who's supposed to do what, I get from a lot of my female clients all the time, like basically, like they're upset because they don't get approached for dates. No one approaches them. No one says anything, et cetera, et cetera. I think that there's like a multiple factors that created this issue.
Right.
Number one is like, A, the expectation is that the man, if he likes you, he's supposed to approach you. So that's a very old school traditional mindset of like men are supposed to approach the women. The problem with that is most men these days that I've witnessed suffer from lots of social anxiety, lots of anxiety and all types of like other things and lack of self-confidence that most of them, even if they like women, they never approach them. So I think that that's number one that blocks people from being able to get dates and things of that nature. Number two is there's a big thing that happens that when men do approach a woman, but the woman does not really like him back, he might get called creepy, aggressive, weird. These are all deterrents to having men approach you. Because it's so common among society, that's going to deter men from approaching you, even who have never met you, just because that's a very common response. When the woman likes the man back, that's the only time it's not creepy, weird, aggressive, or any of that. So a lot of times, a lot of guys that I've spoken with, a lot of men, they don't know whether to approach someone they like or not because they're unsure of the type of response that they're going to get. Any comments?
Not really.
Y'all are a live crowd here.
It kind of goes back to like, we were going to talk about that one social, like, a lot of our connections through social media and stuff of that nature. So like the natural meetups and things don't occur. But yeah, as a dude, definitely you feel a little bit like a little creep, like you feel like a creep approaching like women randomly. It like, especially if you like them and you're like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, trying to exchange information. It's weird. But I was going to say the dynamic between men and women is kind of janky because like you're saying, like, we have traits that are human traits, but people put them into like, oh, men are supposed to be this way or women are supposed to be this way. And it gets perpetuated by like everybody kind of going along with the Joneses. Like,
oh, yeah, that brings me to another point. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Take the mic. Okay.
I feel like the dating process, like, that's part of the fun almost, is like because you don't know. So, like, you're. Yeah, there's all those like judgments or whatever, but like the point is to back to the communication piece. Like, you have to figure out the way that person communicates or the things that they like, or like it's getting to know that person. So maybe if it's like from that perspective, like exploration, or like you can't really do anything wrong. Like, if somebody likes you, they're gonna be like, oh, like they're that's not gonna cute. Judge. They're gonna be like, that's cute, or like, he tried, or like, oh, that's him. Like, they're not going to be judgy about some of those little
things.
Yeah.
I think part of it, the problem with that is with the social media, everyone is so prejudgy that they don't even speak to you before they've already made all these judgment calls about the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you hold your hands, the way your hair is, the way your skin is, what you're wearing, what you're not wearing. So a lot of those, like, you have to be not that judgmental to allow someone to basically form the first connection so that maybe love can happen. So then you can say, oh, that's not that bad, or that's cute. But unfortunately, like, especially hearing from mostly all these people week by week by week by week who are mainly like 40 and under, it's like there's so many judgments that happen before even two words are spoken that, like, if they've judged you and closed the door off to you, Like, you might not be that bad. You might be an awesome person, but they've already closed the door before they've even ever spoken with you. So, and it might be something like so minuscule that it wouldn't be something you might think of, but it's something obviously like they perceived. Any comments?
I was going to say like that, but it goes like the, you showing us the work and that, like with that, it makes it, you know, a lot more easy to maneuver out, like in the, cause you still want to, you still have your wants and your needs. Like, you, like me, I'm single. I still like, because I'm more open too, I don't have as many judgments. So like maybe someone I wouldn't consider before, cause I was so quick to judge, is someone now that.
Yeah. You're a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a perfect example.
Yeah.
So like, you're a perfect example. Like when you first came here, you was like one of the most judgmental ass motherfuckers I ever met.
Yeah.
And you are high up there. You're pretty high up there. And, but all of that kind of like, actually a lot of judgment comes out of fear.
Right.
Okay. And just kind of like speaking on something that Carrie kind of mentioned, but just something I also noticed because she mentioned it, but it brought me to this other thought, was a lot of people, because of that judgmental thing, right? They like, a lot of women like to approach men or be approached by men that they outwardly perceive as being super masculine.
Right.
Then when they get involved with the man, they find out that it's like a whole like Oreo situation where actually they're super feminine.
Right.
And a lot of women who have, I found, had successful relationships have told me, like, at first I thought he was a little too feminine, but like an Oreo, I found out that actually, like, outwardly appearing, he may seem more feminine than most, but once you get to know the person is way more masculine than most people that present themselves as masculine. Any comments?
I'm usually not surprised by what I find inside him. That's all. Just I'm usually not surprised by what I find inside him.
Have you found that to be the case, though?
About half the time. Sometimes it looks like what it is, and sometimes about half and half for me. It definitely isn't what it looks like.
Usually not, because what I've found is like people who often work so hard to present as super masculine,
Yeah. They've
put a lot of energy into that, which means that's what you're not.
Yeah.
And people who've worked really hard to like present themselves a certain way are usually not the way they present themselves.
Yeah.
People who are less concerned with that look are generally more, for lack of a better word, authentic.
Right.
And it is what it is.
I was specifically meeting guys that are more feminine in my experience with dating. It's been about 50-50. Looks feminine is feminine. Looks feminine is masculine.
And where I'm saying about like the inner being masculine or feminine, I'm talking about character.
Yeah.
No,
I'm specifically thinking about character in the form of actions.
Yeah. So that's what I've seen as well, like kind of in dealing with various people and relationships and their relationship issues. What I found is a lot of people have been like, oh, I didn't originally perceive that person was this masculine or this feminine initially. Usually, oftentimes, the initial perception is off. Now, when you do spiritual work, however, generally, your perception tends to be a little bit more clear than someone who has not done any personal work. Commentary.
I was gonna say, like, with the personal work and like their relationships being, you end up being more authentic. So you maybe like the people you were attracting before or going for before, like putting your energy towards, you're like not wasting as much energy doing that. Also, it just, to me, it's more enjoyable because you get to like, you're relaxed. You're not like so concerned about your, like how you're being perceived, and you're not perceiving. I can't say it's all the way perfect and there's more work to be done, but it's definitely, like you said, when you're doing the spiritual work, you see clearer.
Yeah, you do see clearer. But what also is like a lot of people, they have a tendency to go based on first impression. First impression is the lasting impression is what they say. And they can't get out of the mind the first impression. And so therefore they can't never get past that. So they're trying to put someone back into the first impression, even though they've proven time and time again that they're just not that.
For back to like the spiritual part, I think also like when you have the spirits with you, well, part of it is knowing yourself and like knowing like your spirits, and because like they have certain things that they might attract too. So like you could be getting certain things because of maybe like one of your spirits too. They might draw things in a certain way, or if something's off, it might be drawn in like a different way. And then you see that in like the types of people that are coming up. But I think in general, I think a lot of people, like it's when they're not seeing that person for who they are, a lot of it's like the societal like expectations of a man might be trying to like present a certain way that's more masculine, but maybe he has a Madrazi Li and he doesn't even like know that's his spirit. So there can be like things that are off.
Where someone can present a certain way, but then internally there's something else.
Yeah, but they
might not know themselves, exactly. And therefore, like the person who's dealing with them doesn't know them either, only later to find out that that's not what they are. So just because talking on the spiritual end, right? I have found that a lot of men whose main spirit is a female spirit is actually more masculine as a person. They might have outward feminine characteristics. They might walk like a woman, talk like a woman, be super into fashion, take care of themselves that way. But when it comes down to their character, it's a lot more masculine. Whereas a lot of men who have like a main spirit of like an ogu,
right,
who everyone looks at them and they're like, oh, that's a guy's guy. Okay. Actually, on the inside is more like a metrezili. Okay. Where they end up having a lot of internal feminine traits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The main reason it's like that is because people are liars. And so people lie about who they are. That's the main reason. So when someone is overly concerned about like what other people think about them, then they put a lot of effort into making sure they shape that reality for other people. Whereas people who are more authentic generally don't really care what people think. And therefore, they're not in the process of shaping that reality in order to manipulate people's perceptions of them. Exactly. Or appease the standards. All right. So I think that we did pretty good on this. Yeah, we're at time. Many blessings. I don't think that we got into this deep enough. I think that this needs many follow-up podcasts. many. I'm thinking of one right now, which I think most of our listeners would love. But until next time, keep the faith. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Donate to the temple, $ Hector Salva via Cash App, or help at Mystical Work via PayPal. Stay blessed until next time.